Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing sometimes the more that believe, the less believable it becomes. Now, that might sound a bit of a tongue twister, a bit of a kind of confusing title. So I'll let you into kind of what I'm thinking on this. It's a theory that I've read about in the past. I've even seen a YouTube video or two on kind of similar types of things, and it's got me thinking. It's kind of interesting how that you can have a paradoxal, if that's a word, paradoxal. You can have like a paradox of an event that if more people believe in something, it becomes less believable. And I'll give you the examples rather than trying to bumble my way through this, because I'm just jumbling my words and it's sounding all confusing. So here's the first example. The more people that believe driving is safe will actually mean that driving becomes less safe. And the reason for that is that the more people who believe that driving a car is something that's safe, there's no problem, there's lots of kind of safety features built into cars now, etc., 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 you will find that people then drive more recklessly. You will find that people take less care and attention because they're under the belief it's so safe. And then, therefore, it actually becomes less safe. It becomes more dangerous because people take more risks, they don't concentrate as much. And ultimately, you have a situation where more people are believing in something. They're believing that, in this example, that driving is safe. And because so many people believe in it, like if it was a few people, it wouldn't really affect the kind of average and the balance. But as this podcast is kind of saying, that the more people that believe in something. So in this instance, the more people that believe driving is safe, the more chance that you will have people driving recklessly, and the more chance you'll therefore have accidents, which therefore makes driving less safe. So I hope you're still with me on that and it's not just kind of blowing your mind, and I apologise for stumbling and bumbling over so many of my words. I could just restart the podcast, re-record it, but I like to be real, I like to be raw with this kind of thing. So just enjoy the little mistakes I'm making on this one. Okay, so let's have another example. The more people that believe somewhere is a beautiful place to visit, the less beautiful it becomes. The reason for this one is that the more people that believe a place is beautiful to visit will generally mean that more people will visit it. People think, well, that's a cool place, that's really nice to look at, that's beautiful, that's interesting, maybe it's historic as well, maybe it's well kept after, maybe it's the countryside, whatever the situation, we're kind of saying it's a beautiful place. And the more people that think that, the more people want to visit it. And the more people want to visit it, the more people will inadvertently make it less beautiful. There'll be more litter, there'll be more fumes from cars and vehicles getting you to this place. There'll be more like footfall, more people walking around, accidentally kind of eroding the area, eroding the roads, damaging things. All accidental, no doubt, but just because of when there's too many people in a place. So we've got a situation once again that the more people that believe, the less believable it becomes. The more people in this instance believe that a place is very beautiful to visit, the more people that believe that will inadvertently end up meaning that it becomes less beautiful because too many are visiting it. Too many are kind of ruining it for everybody else. And then in this instance, it would probably end up with less people eventually going, because they'd go and think, well, what the hell? You know, it's not that beautiful. You know, things are broken, it's dirty, and there's litter everywhere because, you know, there's so many people about and it's full of cars, and, you know, and then people would drift away from visiting, and then it would probably kind of come back to itself and become beautiful again. Okay, so let's have the final example of today for this, and that is the more people that believe your vote counts will actually mean your vote counts less. Now, the reason for this one is that the more people that believe your vote counts in an election will ultimately mean that more people vote. And the more people that vote means that each individual vote has less weight. It has less power. Because, you know, if we're going to try to break it down as basic and as simple as we can be, let's pretend 100 people voted for something. And then more people kind of the next time around are thinking, oh, wow, you know, my vote really matters. And then 1,000 people vote. Well, each vote is less of a percentage of the total. And hence, it becomes less powerful. It becomes less valuable. So, you know, once again, the more people that believe in something, the less believable it becomes. In this final instance, the more people that believe your vote counts, that your vote actually matters, well, the less believable that fact actually is, because your vote will count less. So, you know, I've tried to give like 3 examples there. I'd love to hear if any of you listeners have got any examples. You know, this is the type of thing that like kind of goes through my mind, runs through my brain. Maybe I think about things a little bit too deeply. It's probably not the most interesting thing to kind of contemplate when you're sitting around with a few minutes spare. But, you know, that's how my mind works. So if you can think of any others, please let me know. And maybe I'll do a follow-up podcast to this one day. I'd love to hear if any of these kind of things that I'm doing, like every now and again I'm doing these podcasts where I'm trying to make you think. If any of these kind of are getting you thinking, in particular this one, this is the first podcast I've really kind of invited people to get in touch with me and let me know. Then yeah, please give me your feedback on it. I am going to be sorting out a website soon. That's just a little bit of a heads up. I've kind of dabbled in the social media side of things, but I think if I can get a website set up and an email and everything, it'll be a lot easier that way. So at the moment, really, the only way to kind of get in touch is if you're using the Anchor app to listen to this podcast. Because on Anchor, you can literally kind of contact me that way. So if you're listening to this podcast on a different platform and you want to get in touch, at this moment, the best way to do that would actually be to download Anchor FM, that's my podcast name, and then search for my podcast, Dating and Self-Improvement Advice, and you will be able to send me a message. I think you can actually send an audio message, a voice message, or an actual kind of like text message on the app. And, you know, I'd love to kind of interact with people and get feedback. And that's something I'm hoping to bring into my podcasts as I get further into this adventure of kind of this new medium for me. I've not started this until a couple of months ago, really. I'm really trying to get involved. And as I've said, I'm building a website and everything's coming together really nicely. I've had some feedback already and it's been very positive, and I'm very appreciative that people are enjoying my podcasts. I'm trying to balance them out between the dating advice and the self-improvement advice, and I'm also trying to throw in, as you can see with this, a few things to kind of think about, a few things to get your mind whirring, and just kind of contemplate things. I think conversation and discussion are so important, sharing new ideas and thoughts. So yeah, it was a bit of a shorter podcast in regards to the kind of content, I suppose, in this one. But I just wanted to try something a little bit different. I wanted to get you all thinking, give you a few examples of a topic. And as I said, if you want to get in touch, at the moment, the best way is to download on the App Store, anchor.fm. And therefore, from that app, you should be able to contact me. Let me know what you think of my podcasts, and in particular for this one, what you think of the theory I'm putting to you, which is sometimes the more that believe, the less believable it becomes.